Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As the Texans get moving towards the postseason, the Astros want to return to the postseason after missing after seven straight years.
Seven times
in the ALCS. They missed the playoffs last year and looking to get back there. And they've got some things they got to juggle. And Joe Espada, as they are all meeting their he was on MLB Network yesterday, and I found it interesting. He started to kind of talk about a little bit of the spots and guys playing in certain positions, and he spoke about his veteran, the heart and soul of this team, Jose Altuve, and talked about potentially what things could look like with him in the field.
You know what? I like the fact that he is open to helping, to do whatever it takes to help the team. But I think second base is his prime position. I think we're going to see him play there more this season. Giving us some starts in left field, that's something that I will sit down and talk to him about that. But right now, I need to keep our guys healthy. I think a lot of these players can play multiple positions. Paredes can play some second, third, and first base. It allows me to keep Correa and Walker healthy. The DH spot, I'm also going to use that spot to keep those guys off their feet. I got some really good players that once they're healthy, it's a really good team to, it's going to be a really tough team to beat.
All right, Clint, it sounds like Jose Altuve is going to be playing a lot of second base this year, especially also with the news that he wants Yordan Alvarez to play a lot of DH just to, for health issues, to conserve his health. But it looks like maybe the ship has not completely sailed, but it looks like he's going to be playing second base, and that left field thing is potentially something we're not going to see as much, which we all thought was a little interesting coming into last season.
Like I said from jump, it's the silliest stuff I've ever heard in my life for multiple reasons. You ain't just going to move a guy to the outfield. Ain't played no damn outfield and play major
league
baseball.
Remember Tony Gwynn came in there and tried to say it. It didn't sound like he believed it.
Come on, man. And then on top of that, all these advanced stats that tell you about Altuve at second base and he can or can't do this, man, to hell with all that. Put that man at second base and let him do his thing. Now, if you've got a surplus of infielders, then you figure out what to do with Paredes. You can figure out what to do with Carlos Correa and all the extra players you got, but putting Altuve in the outfield is plumb ass silly, man. It's a waste of time.
Yeah, and I think he should play. Obviously, second base is his spot.
Well, the crazy thing is now that you don't have Dubon, you know what I mean. Now that you don't have Dubon to play in the outfield, that's is a really good outfielder. Now all of a sudden it's going to be, well, we can move him back to second base. I mean, it just makes him look plumb ass silly for what they were trying to do with him.
I'll be honest, Clint. I could be dead wrong, and I said this to Tyler before the show. That second base thing always felt like a Dana Brown thing to me.
Did it?
It always felt like a Dana Brown thing to try to. I think he really wanted his defense out of there, and which, listen, I'm not going to say it's insane to say that, but you know, it didn't. To me, it didn't feel like, all right, man, hey, go play this left field position in your mid to late 30s that you've never really played before while you've been in the big leagues. Like it didn't seem like it was going to be something that worked. And just listening to Joe Espada, it sounds like he's like, this is just more natural position, guys. We're going to keep him there, and we're going to do that because, I mean, you thought he was bad at second base. I mean, like you were crossing your fingers and hoping that he, you know, the ball didn't get hit his way at times over there when he's out in the outfield. So I'm not saying we won't see him play in the outfield at all, but yeah, this to me makes more sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Put him back at second base, let him play. If he needs a rest, hit him at DH, and you've got plenty of people. And with all the infielders they had last year, they found a way to go get more of them. I mean, it's so. I mean, hell, they had to cut several guys loose. And so, yeah. I mean, they'll be, yeah, he don't need to be in the outfield. I mean, you take a popcorn arm and a guy that's never played left field and throw him out there at 30, what, how old is he?
30, he's got to be hitting 35, 36,
yeah,
I believe.
It's plum-ass silly. I'm just glad I'm not one of them cats around the city that was trying to act like it wasn't no big deal and convince folks that it made sense.
Yeah. He's gonna be the second baseman. And maybe Jordan gets some games in the outfield, and maybe he DHs there a little bit.
It's another one we need to talk about.
Jordan.
I mean, look, Jordan ain't rolling his ankle or breaking his hand because he's playing left field. Hate to break it to everybody.
He might, though.
It's that swinging a bat and running bases that's hurting Jordan Alvarez. This might be something we're just going to have to live with.
Don't want to add to it.
I mean, the only time he's gone down in the outfield is when he, for whatever reason, he decided to run headfirst into Pena, and hell, he was out for a game and back out there. And
it's not ideal.
And then the Mets people drove him off the back of that cart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Threw that thing into high gear.
That scared me more than a damn collision.
Need to put damn seatbelts on these injury carts.
Play that man in left field, man.
Nah, man. They've already said. DH, baby. That's
stupid. Every year. It's stupid.
It's just the knees alone.
Just minimize it, baby.
Left field is not hurting that guy. The outfield's not hurting that guy.
No, I don't know. Well, what is hurting him?
Sliding across, whoever painted home plate with that slick crap and blew his ankle up.
Yeah, I think,
swinging a bat and breaking his hand. That's it. So we're not going to let him hit?
Like, would you admit that he seems to be injury prone?
Yeah, no question he's injury prone.
And all I would say is, if he's getting hurt, as you're right, swinging the bat, and he's getting hurt running the bases, I think adding him running in the outfield would maybe potentially increase the injuries.
That was a no-brainer for me.
No, I don't think it will. This is not a usage problem.
I'm not saying it's a usage problem.
What is he going to do in left field?
I just think you increase the odds if he gets hurt.
I need to add sliding to the list of things he gets hurt doing. He doesn't get hurt jogging around left field the three balls that are hit out there at night. He doesn't.
Has he gotten hurt in the outfield before?
When he ran into Pena, yeah.
When he almost flipped himself in Atlanta.
Get the hell out of here, man. That ain't got.
I'm just saying, this is a guy who is injury prone. I think you increase your odds of getting injured playing in the outfield.
Well, walking to the car, he could get injured by that mindset. Sure, yeah, could. I mean, I'm just telling you, playing outfield is not what's injuring him. Playing outfield is not the problem.
Tracking a ball with walls and running, I think, is more of a chance to get hurt than walking to his car.
I just think he needs to play baseball, man. Play baseball, bro.
You think he drives a truck?
No.
He probably drives
Altuve?
Something. No. Altuve. Not. Oh, I bet Altuve drives a truck. Compensating.
But I bet about Jordan.
But I think Jordan goes the opposite. I think Jordan is probably in something real small, and that probably is why he gets hurt.
Trying to hold himself in.
Telling you, man.
You see, David Ortiz try to fold himself in them Lamborghinis and then have to get his big ass up out of there? I bet his knees was hurting when he got up out of there.
I've seen Shaq take, like, the back seats out of some of these rides just so he can get in them little cars.
Yeah.
I bet Hunter Brown's in a truck. Hunter Brown's in a truck.
A diesel.
Get it. Jake Meyer's definitely in a truck.
He might be in a Jeep.
Jeremy Pena's in a sports car.
Absolutely.
Correa's in a sedan, a high-dollar sedan.
Christian Walker's in a SUV.
He's in a pickup. He's in a lifted pickup.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I think he's in a...
You can't wear boots Tahoe. Every time I see you.
Does he wear boots every time?
Yeah, boots and Wranglers every time.
He screamed Tahoe.
He's driving a Cummins.
I mean, he's got the plaid button up with the vest over it with boots on. He can't climb out. He can't climb into it.
Black smoke.
Yeah,
rolling.
He can't climb into a slammed Escalade on 24s. Nah, he's got
it. He may not have him on 24s, but I bet he's in a nice Denali.
He's in a pickup. He may be the top of the list in the pickup.
Not one of them like Ford Rangers.
I think Isak's just driving his first car. He got Isak got a 2007 Maxima.
Isak strikes me as a guy. He's got to be in what's that truck the Raptor. He's got to have some speed, but you know what I mean.
He's a guy that's
got a Mohawk Ridgeway. You know, I want to be a truck. I want to be real big, rough, and rugged, tough guy, truck guy. But I got to give me a little speed.
And things are bad, man. Yeah. I love Raptors.
I wonder used what Fromber's the one I can't put a.
Oh, sports car.
You think it's sports car?
Oh,
for sure. But maybe like kind of an obscure one.
You think he's got a sports car with loud pipes?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. Fart cannon on
Is he underneath the Minute Maid Park hitting the gate? Ring, ring, ring.
No, he's at the Daikin, though. But I mean.
That's what I say. Oh, I haven't seen Minute Maid Park? What are you doing?
Somebody said Tuve's in a Range Rover. I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that.
I could definitely see that.
That is right, fair. I hope it's not a Range Rover Sport, but I could see it.
Let's look at this Texans team.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.